Digest Radio.
I reference McDonald's a lot because I go to McDonald's. I love the silence that follows that statement. Like I just admitted to support dog fighting or something. How could you? McDonald's. It's fun telling people you go to McDonald's. They always give you that look like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity Webworks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
The drop of Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid here, bringing you fun.
Clear away from the online marketing Kool-Aid bar.
Enjoy the refreshing, cool, crisp taste of proven business and marketing strategies. Tactics, trends, and techniques. The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up.
Strategist Radio.
Okay, Rockstar. 6:02 on the West Coast for your Monday. This time it'd be the 24th day of August 2015, Strategist Radio Live. Have you noticed that life is short? If there was ever a moment to follow your passion and do something that matters to you, well, let the moment be now. Today we talk about the communication strategy and how to produce astonishing content every time. As entrepreneurs, we clearly understand that producing and or curating fresh, timely, and relevant content is paramount on a variety of levels. Now, some of the essential levels are for the purposes of business branding, effectively communicating, and efficiently engaging and collaborating with your uniquely defined target market slash audience. Now, in order to make the most of your content marketing strategy, there are a few critical key points you should always factor into your content development and distribution mix. Thus, which six content creation slash curation components must you take into account as you continue to sharpen your content marketing skills and activities? We'll talk about that on the program today. Also, we'll talk about the push marketing strategy. Tom Peters will check in, share with us the leadership thoughts, focusing on how we should listen. And Lex Cisney will talk about understanding your genius and how to squeeze all of the nectar out of how smart you really are. All ahead on this edition of Strategist Radio Live. I just finished this morning with a lovely breakfast with all of my wonderful friends here in town. It's friends are great, aren't they? I'm so social. Aren't you? Are you a social person? It seems like the internet has made everything so, you know, insociable or unsociable. You can check out and see which word is correct. But either way, I just love the social. I love the social aspect of getting out into the community, pressing the flesh, not selling anything, just going out there and just being a guy and just hanging. Let them be the star of the show and just kind of be a listener. I get up so much information about what's going on here, not only the local community, but also when I do the same thing with my social media engagements. You know, I'm continually looking at reviews of what people are saying, good and bad. What's the trends? I take a look at Twitter. I look at my LinkedIn account. What are people talking about in my friendosphere? and I use that as kind of a compass, if you will, teamed along with your suggestions that you send to me via email or through text message or through social media. When you say, hey, Moreno, let's talk about communications. Let's talk about content marketing. Let's talk about strategy. Let's talk about marketing. Let's talk about business startup. Let's talk about entrepreneurship. Let's talk about financing. When you send those messages my way, I look at those, and we get together with a production team each week, and we flesh through them, and we try to put together a program that is not the end all. I don't know everything about strategy. I don't know everything about entrepreneurship. I don't know everything. I have an MBA. I have a master in business administration with a concentration in entrepreneurship. I'm working towards my doctorate, but there is just the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know, and I love that. If you're like me, and if you're an entrepreneur, you probably are when it comes to you're being innovative and creative and trying new things, or just getting bored when the status quo lingers a little too long. Is that you? I get that way. Sometimes I have to make a mess just to go clean it up because I just don't have enough things on my plate each and every day. That's a lie. That's a lie. Seriously, I got plenty on my plate every single day. True story. Yeah. Yeah. Just like you do. So today there's a lot of talk about on the program. During the summer schedule, we do Mondays live only. And then once we do the show live on Mondays from 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, we turn it into a podcast. We make all the podcast archives available like we do. We have the last 13 years over on the hub at tjmoreno.com. It's there for you. It's absolutely free. Please do help yourself. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, if you'd like to be a guest on the program, tell me why. Send me an email. Send it to support@tjmoreno.com. I would love to hear from you. So a lot to talk about on the program. I want to start today by talking about what we call, you've heard push-pull marketing, right? Are you familiar with what that is? Well, today we're really going to zero in on the push marketing strategy in this piece. And this is an op-ed that I wrote probably about a year ago, and I thought I would share that with you today on the program. The push marketing strategy is a smart and simple internet marketing paradigm. The precept is really all about pushing or delivering, if you will, via email or maybe your social media networking channels of choice, a message or a series of messages that you deem essential on behalf of your target audience, right? An essential message or messages, these are created and distributed, what we call pushed, to your target market or your audience, that are strategically written and produced, or even in audio format or in video format, to help consumers or your valued customers or clients. And that is to achieve their goals, solve their problems, or satisfy their needs. Unlike traditional television and or radio channels or self-serving web surfing, of which require consumers to change channels or conduct a search to find what they want or what they need, the push strategy is an interactive approach for responding to your target audience before they ask, based on your clarified understanding of your target market's goals, problems, and or needs. Now, with the push marketing strategy, your target market, your audience, gets what they want automatically. So taking a look at a few actionable examples of the push marketing strategy, let's say you like books written by a specific author, and you want your favorite bookseller to let you know whenever that specific author introduces their latest work. So the bookseller would push a marketing message, email, or social media, alerting you to the fact that so-and-so's new book is available for purchase. The push marketing strategy has truly become a staple marketing approach relative to today's marketing consultant professionals who move toward going after business rather than waiting for consumers, customers, or clients to make their way to their clients' offerings, their products or services. Now, one of the simplest forms of push marketing is by way of email messaging. For example, using an HTML email format, you're able to send your complete website to your double opt-in subscribers, which is the pushing advising your target market recipients of an upcoming event. Maybe it's a new blog post. Maybe you're releasing a new podcast, new video on YouTube, et cetera, or the release of your latest product or service. So, first step, create a triggered push. Now, Amazon.com conducts a great deal of push marketing. When a new book is made available for purchase, Amazon pushes or sends out both email and text messages, letting its target audience know about a specific actionable event. Number two, if you're a stockbroker, you may wish to notify specific clients when the price of a given stock rises or falls. Perhaps you're a restaurateur. You may wish to let your valued or regular patrons know about your new two-for-one lunch or happy hour menu. Now, there are some common mistakes, and I thought this would be really important to point these out to you, is when you push too hard too fast. And this is a problem that is not new or far and few between. In fact, a lot of people suffer from this ailment, as I call it. So as you allow consumers to subscribe to your content pipeline, be sure to keep your push process simple. For example, you might send small chunks of highly targeted messages, information, or data. Okay, your goal is to offer smaller bits of valuable, relevant / timely content. But be specific in your messaging methodology and ensure that your integrated marketing communications, IMC, contains an explicit yet respectful call to action. By following this push marketing strategy approach, your target market recipient will be far more appreciative and your message will be less likely to be tossed into the direction of the junk mail folder or be altogether deleted, or even causing your valued subscriber to opt out. There's the disengage from any future marketing campaign. So my takeaway on this piece is a push communication strategy is one in which the offering is pushed through a given marketing channel in a sequential manner, with each channel representing a distinct target market audience. A push marketing strategy concentrates on channel intermediaries, building relationships that can render long-term benefits relative to your unique business objectives. Therefore, I encourage you to add this marketing practice into your overall strategic marketing quiver.
Strategist Radio.
Six 12 for your Monday morning. Hello. You look fabulous. 24th day of August, 2015. Let's talk about how to produce astonishing content every time in just a few minutes. But first, let's check in with Tom Peters. Talks about the art and science and the critical essence of listening.
A Harvard Med School doc by the name of Jerome Groopman wrote a lovely book called How Doctors Think. And he begins by saying, when you are engaging a patient, what is the number one source of evidence about that patient's problem? And he answers the obvious answer, the patient. The patient won't use the right technical language. The signal-to-noise ratio won't be all that high. But in the course of a 5 or 10 or 15-minute discussion, you will pull out an incredible number of pearls. Okay, best source of information about a patient's ailment is the patient, comma. At that point, Groopman refers us or leads us to a research study that asks and then answers the following question. But I'm going to halt for 3 seconds in here while you think of what your answer is. How long is it before the doctor addresses you, sits down with you? How long is it before the doctor, on average, interrupts? And if you said 18 seconds, you got it exactly right. 18 seconds, and the doctor has interrupted with his opinion. Now, am I doing this little piece for you to trash doctors? Absolutely not. I'm doing this little piece to trash you. among the bosses who are watching this, among any of us who are watching this, who are experts or professionals or what have you, I bet you that among the boss audience watching this, that 7 out of 8 are 18-second bosses. That is, it is so, oh my God, I've seen this before. This is what you should do before you even express what the problem is. So here's the segue. I have come to the conclusion, and you may argue that this is overstated, but I don't care whether you argue that or not. I believe it. The single most significant strategic strength that an organization can have is not a good strategic plan, but a commitment to strategic listening on the part of every member of the organization. Strategic listening to frontline employees, strategic listening to vendors, to customers. But because you see, I mean, I really hate MBA programs, but someday I'm going to have my own MBA program. And the number one core course in Tom's MBA program is going to be a 2-part, half year each course called Strategic Listening 1 and Strategic Listening 2. The reality is you can teach listening. You can get better at listening. There's no issue about that, but guess what? It's like playing the piano. It's like becoming an actor. It's like learning to be an artist. It is a profession that has to be learned. And it is my opinion, as a leader or as a team member, that to a significant degree, your profession is listening. So think about it. Are you an 18-second manager? Bet you are.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio 616 for your Monday. Hi. Coming up next week on the program, next Monday, since we're doing our summer schedule, programs only on Monday, then come into September, we will start back on our Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, live airings with podcasts to follow. Marketing strategy is next week for the 31st day of August, and how to know if your PR campaign is paying off. More details on the hub at tjmoreno.com. All there for you. All right, let's talk about your genius zone. Do you have a genius zone? Do you understand your genius zone? Lex Cisney shares how we can exploit our unique genius zone.
Now, each of us is a genius at something. Imagine doing activities that you're naturally exceptional at, that add to your energy and joy, and bring a sense of meaning and purpose and direction. That would be pretty powerful, right? Well, as an entrepreneur, you have the opportunity to design your entire business around your genius zone. Effectively, what you do uniquely and better than just about anyone else in the world. To identify your genius zone, you use a simple formula. It looks like this. Talents plus purpose equals genius. The first step is to identify your talents. Now, by your talents, I don't mean those things that you have to strive and struggle to be good at. I mean those things that it seems like you were naturally born to do. You know you're in your unique talents. When you're doing those things, it feels like you're not doing the work, you're being worked. You're in that flow state. Energy, passion courses through you, and the work is exceptional almost without even trying. Okay. How do you identify your talents? Well, here's a short exercise. Imagine that you're walking down the street and a good friend you haven't seen in a while comes up to you and says, "Oh, hey, how are you? You know, by the way, you are so good at these three things." What does your friend tell you? What are those things when you're doing, they light you up, you're highly exceptional at them, and it brings a sense of joy, effortlessness to when you're doing them. That's a sense of your talents. Now, the formula, remember, is talents plus purpose equals genius. So once you identify your talents, the next step is your purpose. Your purpose is what brings meaning and direction to what you're doing. How do you identify your purpose? Well, it's actually not that hard. What you do is you first identify what really pisses you off. Okay? Look around the world. Read the newspaper. Talk to a friend. What are those things that strike a chord in you as unjust, counterproductive, hypocritical, just plain wrong. Doesn't matter what it is, what's personally relevant to you. So let's say, for example, that one of your hot buttons comes up anytime you see bureaucracy and inefficiency. You take those negative things and you flip them around into their exact positive opposite. So what's the opposite of bureaucracy? Perhaps it's functional. And what's the opposite of inefficiency? Well, it's efficiency, right? So your purpose is to create systems, create environments that are highly functional and efficient, right? You can see how if you spent most of your time doing that, it would add purpose, meaning, and direction to your life. Now imagine you're doing your talents in pursuit of your purpose. Well, man, let me tell you, if you're living like that, it's a rare state of affairs. You're highly directed, you're highly motivated, you're highly passionate, you're highly capable. In that zone of activity, you show up like a genius.
Strategist Radio.
You ever notice that feelings are much like waves? We can't stop them from coming, but we certainly can choose which ones to surf. Monday. Let's talk a little bit about the communication strategy. Content is king, content is queen, content is essential. Fresh, relevant content served to your unique target audience. So how do we produce astonishing content every time? Well, first of all, I'm glad you asked. We got to start with the headline. Headline is critical. If the headline's not right, they're done. All right, that's at the door. That's the sign outside. You think Las Vegas spends so much money on these ginormous marquees so that their headlines are out there in front of everybody driving up and down Las Vegas Boulevard. Same thing is true when you're writing your content. Whether that content is writing or whether it's curating. Curating is where you go out and you find something that's really interesting. I'm reading Entrepreneur Online, and I really like this article, and my audience would love this article too, so I'm going to share it. I'm going to curate it. That's curating. What I like to do is kind of a hybrid between producing custom content and curating content. That's kind of what we do at university, right? We're going to college when we're writing our papers. We're putting a little bit of our opinion in there, and we're backing it up with peer-reviewed resources, right? Kind of like the doc study I'm in the middle of right now. And that's the approach that I take, and that works, where you write a little bit custom. You drop in some curated content. Maybe it's a video in your blog post. Well, you use blog for a minute in your article. Maybe it's a YouTube video. Maybe it's a podcast. Maybe it's an infographic. There's a difference between a clickbait headline and a headline that is engaging, unique, or intriguing. Now, I've learned that the headline is just as important as the quality of the content itself. It's what you have on the end of your fishing line. It's on the hook. What bait are you using? So you've got to come up with some pithy, but not over-the-top hypey headlines. You'll notice as I write the program, how to produce astonishing content every time. And that may seem like a real simple sentence. You'll notice I open up the program, and we'll use this as an example, communication strategy. So the first thing you see is communication strategy. That may be important to you. In my business, does my communication strategy, is it weak? Is it strong? How does it pit against what Marino's going to talk about during the program? But really, it's framing the rest of the title, which is how to produce astonishing content every time. Because what's the content doing? It's communicating. It's part of your communication strategy. You get it? And I'm looking at keywords. And where I put the keywords is going to be in the very first opening sentence, my introduction. So the combination of the headline and the keywords that I use in the introduction are really focused on two types of audience. The first audience is the human reader, and the second is the bot crawling around from Google or from Bing or any one of the other search engines. so I can get some organic ranking, right? You want to make people look good with your content, too. This is really important. It's imperative to create headlines that are engaging and shareable, keeping in mind that the quality of content should matter most. Think further about what sharing content means. People own the content that they share. The content they share represents their style of personal brand, represents how they think, and ultimately represents who they are, even if it's in a small way. And most people want to be perceived as being smart, knowledgeable, cool, modern, or whatever positive image they're going for. So here's the spoiler alert. Social media can be somewhat narcissistic, and you know that. But just as it's important in real life to make people look good, I've learned that I'm rewarded with shares and traffic when I make people look good with my content. So think about the positive side of things rather than trying to be a basher out there. What about tools? You got to think about the tools when you're creating your content. When you're producing, you've got to distribute. Variety of tools. I'll give you a few. There's a ton, but here's a few. Here's three of them. Buzomo. You familiar with Buzomo? To better understand what type of content is being shared the most of any given on any given website, Buzomo or Buzumu gives you the answer. Also, Topsy, there's another one. And Topsy's to see who is engaged with the content, to help you better understand your reading audience and to connect with influencers. You've also got Portent Title Maker, P-O-R-T-E-N-T, Portent Title Maker, when needing to get your creative juices flowing and coming up with unique article titles. Take a look at those three tools. They've helped to improve, for many people, their writing skills, helping you focus on content that people want, help you understand your audience through tracking who engages. Remember, if you can't measure it, it's not worth doing. And also giving you title ideas when figuring out how to title your articles uniquely. Next, you've got to include influencers. And you also want to tell the influencers. I got traction with Entrepreneur Magazine a number of years ago because in my posts, I was including their name, the influencer's name, and I told them, hey, listen, I wrote a post. I included you in it. They went over and read it. The next thing you know, they're calling me to become a contributor for their magazine. So include those influencers in your posts and let them know. You also want to be real. You want to use unique experiences. This is a way to establish credibility, expertise, and experience in your industry or whatever topic you're addressing. Also, in a world full of copycats and content biters, drawing off of your personal experience helps you to create a unique experience that's unduplicate. You can't duplicate it, right? And finally, remember this. Be easy on yourself. There's no guarantees. With all this in mind, and no matter how well you put together your content, whether it's all about custom content, whether you're just curating content, or whether you're doing like me, a hybrid of both producing custom content and curating, no guarantees. So remember, even with all this in mind, there's no guarantees the content we create is going to, you know, go crazy all over the internet, go viral, land you a seven-figure book deal. The object here is to give you some additional ideas, some things to think about that you may have long forgotten that might help you out a little bit. All right. How to produce astonishing content every time. Here's what's coming up next week on the program. The 31st, we'll round out this month with marketing strategy. How to know if your PR campaign is actually paying off. God bless you. Thanks for being my friend. Make it a great rest of your week. Please go out and love somebody. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.